Farm Bureau urges timely release of disaster aid for farmers. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, the weather extremes we've been through the last few years reiterate the need for disaster assistance for our farmers. And while Tennesseans are going through one of their coldest winters in decades, other farmers across the country are experiencing record droughts. And the 2014 Farm Bill that just passed does include disaster aid provisions for livestock forage, livestock indemnity, and the tree assistance program, but all of those programs have been expired for a couple of years. Shaunika Otterby has more.
Farmers who suffered losses in 2012 and 2013 haven't received assistance, but Mary Kay Thatcher, American Farm Bureau Farm Policy Specialist, says those payments will be made retroactively.
The really good news is that we make the payments going forward permanent so that they won't expire again at the end of 5 years if we happen to not get this farm bill done.
Just thinking about the snow disaster in South Dakota and Nebraska a few months ago and the resulting livestock losses, Thatcher says it's not hard to see there really are circumstances beyond farmers' control and they need disaster assistance.
What you're really seeing this week is a big emphasis on California and the drought. You're seeing the president and Secretary Vilsack out there talking about how these programs will be implemented very soon.
AFBF appreciates USDA's plans to write nearly 1,000 regulations by April 15th and distribute payments soon after.
We and lots of other folks have been encouraging them to prioritize putting out livestock disaster payments. We think that's great news.
Shaunika Otterby, Washington.
And speaking of the weather, while most of us are enjoying these warmer temperatures this week, according to Ag Department meteorologist Brad Rippey, winter's not over for a while.
Even though we're going to get a respite this week, winter will come back strongly next week.
And that's Brad Rippey talking about snow mainly hitting the Great Plains, the Midwest, and Northeast. Not in Tennessee, but cooler temperatures here. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.